Hello guys. Welcome to this podcast titled Stress Relief Therapy. Stress is not a very pleasant experience, but unfortunately, life throws situations full of incongruence at us that challenge our ability to remain calm. The reasons are endless, from the noisy neighbor to the pizza boy whom keeps delivering a pepperoni pizza when I asked for a Hawaiian pizza with extra cheese and, well, you get my drift. In today's episode, we shall be talking about stress relief. Learn to deal effectively. Stress, it is ubiquitous, and if you do not learn how to cope effectively and release stress, it can cause serious health problems. Some of the most common effects of prolonged exposure to stressful situations on the body, mood, and behavior include 1. Headaches, muscle aches, fatigue, changes in sleep patterns and bowel movements. 2. Increased anxiety, lack of motivation, depression and anxiety. 3. Eating too much or not eating enough, drinking alcohol or drugs, withdrawing from social situations or acting angry can be behavioral problems. If you notice any of these symptoms, you should talk to your doctor and have a physical exam to make sure that you do not have a basic problem with stressful life situations, such as high blood pressure. Let the doctor try it for you, then ask how you can reduce the stressful situations in your life. You may need to go for a walk every night after dinner to calm your anxiety. There is nothing like exercise to get rid of stress, and doing something good for yourself is a plus. It doesn't have to be intense. A walk through the neighborhood will do the trick. If you have time, you can take a yoga class. Yoga is very effective in relieving tension and helps you focus and calm down. No one should be the victim of the stressful situations that everyday life throws at us. You just have to find the method that works for you. Maybe aromatherapy would be good. You can do it at work if you have time. Lavender is one of the best fragrances to use for relaxation. Research online and then order the essential oils or buy them from the store. But remember that little goes far. Put a few drops on a cotton swab or on a napkin and inhale slowly and deeply into your nose. Exhale through your mouth, close your eyes, tilt your head back and relax your whole body as you exhale. Repeat if necessary. Add soothing music and low light to enhance the soothing effect of essential oils. Like I said, it's so simple that you can do it at work, especially on a busy day. When was the last time you laughed? If you don't remember the last time you laughed well, you might want to rent a good comedy on the way home tonight. Have you all heard the saying that laughter is the best medicine? It is also one of the best stress relief activities you can do on your own and is free for everyone. If you don't like the movie, try to remember old memories with old friends and just laugh. While it is true that exercise can help you improve your health, adjustments may be needed if you are just starting out or have other medical conditions. If you do not coordinate your training, you can get injured when you start training and you can worsen your condition, no better. Another thing to keep in mind when deciding what type of exercise to do is your preferences. I've heard a lot about Zumba lately. I was skeptical, but I tried the class and I have to admit I'm hooked now. Not only is it a great workout, but it's also a lot of fun. And quad, fun and quad, is not the word that people usually associate with exercise. Others like to practice yoga. This type of exercise will help you stay healthy and flexible, but it will also help relieve stress because it is comfortable and fluid in nature. You will also learn proper breathing techniques. Sometimes you can release steam by hitting something. If you find something you like, take a boxing, kickboxing, or martial arts class. As you can see from this short episode, the exercise options are not lacking. If you want to go to the gym, you have to get on the treadmill and lift weights. There are many other excellent exercise options for stress relief. The main thing is to find the one you like and be with it. Hope this episode helps you as much as it is helping me. See you next time. Bye.